We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Beitzim, Halacha Gimel, from the beginning. Al Pi Hamaymor Mishra de Sakino, this chapter of Likutei Halachos will be based on Belikutei Arishin Simen Lamed, Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymor Kuloi Miroi Shel Esoifoi. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 30 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is a long chapter. And it touches on some, it covers a lot of important points and touches on a little bit of things related to Kabbalah, related to the Sfirois. Rav Nosson Zal says, review that whole chapter from beginning to end for a good introduction to this. Now, paragraph Aleph, he quotes the halacha from Shulchan Aruch, Ki beitzim simonom roisha yechod kad v'roisha yechod chad. The sign to identify an egg coming from a kosher species is that one side is round, one side is pointed. The oz neman loimar sheheme oif plainitur. If we see that the egg looks that way, then the person is believed to say that it comes from such and such a kosher bird. Avol shnei rosheh kadem oy shnei rosheh chadim hu bevadai me oif tomei. Whereas if both sides are rounded or both sides are pointed, then we can be sure that this egg comes from a non-kosher bird. This is Nyoradeya Simen Pevov. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Ki beitzim heim bebechinas malchus. Eggs are associated with the sphere of malchus, which is called chochma tato. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, when they use this terminology, chochma ilo is a term used for chochma. Chochma tato means malchus. Kemuva b'tikunim, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar in the beginning, where it quotes the pasuk about the mother bird hovering over its young, and it says there, if you'll find a bird hovering over its chicks or eggs, oy beitzim, and the Tikkuni Zohar says, do more mikra. Eggs refers to people who learn chumish, masters of chumish, umikra hubasiya. And we know that chumish corresponds to the lowest one of the worlds, the Olam Huasiya, Shehu Bechinas Malchus Kiyadua, which corresponds to Malchus. We've mentioned this many times. If you take Hashem's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, the four letters of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei correspond to the four worlds. The Yud is Atzilus, the highest. The first He is Bria. The Vav is Yetzira. The last He is Asiya. So that's one piece of information. Now, Hashem's name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei also contains in it the 10 Sfirois, the 10 Midos of Hashem, whereby the Yud is Chachma, the He is Bina, the Vav is 6 Sfirois, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and the last He is Malchus. So Malchus and Asiya go together. Asiya is number 4 of the 4 worlds. Malchus is letter number 4 of Hashem's name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The last He of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is Malchus. And we said also, when we speak about Chumash versus Mishnah, versus Gemara, versus secrets, Chumash corresponds to Asiya also. Ki beitzim heim bebechinas chochmot ha-to'anal. Eggs are associated with chochmot ha-to', which we said is Malchus. Shehi shiura da'asvon doiraisa, which is associated with the forms, the shapes and forms of the letters of the Torah. When we speak about Hashem in the most abstract term, we talk about light, we talk about infinite light. But when Hashem wants us to be able to connect with that light is put into vessels, into kelim. One of the kelim is letters, the letters of the Torah, right? There's a pasuk, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, that mitzvahs are referred to as candles, the Torah is light. But light itself, I don't know how to use. When Hashem gave us an aleph beis, He gave us the letters of the Torah, and He puts His light into those letters, now it's usable. Now I can do so, I can understand it, I could make words out of it, I could make sentences and everything. So here again, Malchus is referred to as a keli, a vessel, where the other spheroids, the spheroids above it, feed into it. So Rav Meir Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, quotes the Tikkuni Zohar, which says that Malchus, which is sometimes called Chochmat HaTorah, is also referred to as the Shiurim of the letters of the Torah. the shapes, the measurements of the letters of the Torah. V'al kein kama shiurin shel Torah misharin b'kabetza. And this is why you find that one of the most popular measurements that's used throughout the Chumash, throughout Gemara, throughout Halacha is an egg, the size of an egg. Kegoin shir lechala, for example, when it comes to measuring how much dough you have to be using in order to have to separate challah from it. It has to be a dough of 43 and a fifth eggs, you know, as you say. And limenochois, hu mem gimel beitzim, 43 eggs. V'chein kois shel kiddush, the cup that's used for kiddush. V'shir achila, and also the measurement of achila that requires birkas hamozain or other things. U'kiyotze bozeh harbe, and there are many other examples of this throughout the Torah, where the egg is used as the measurement, you know, by which we measure, knowing whether the mitzvah needs to be done, whether you can do the mitzvah or not. V'chein shiur ha'esroig hu b'kebeitza. And we know also the minimum, the size of an esroig is also the size of an egg. U'kamay shekosu b'tikunim, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, when it says there on that pasuk, oy beitzim, the Tikkunei Zohar says, do esroig, the shiuroi bekebeitza, that in that pasuk it's referring to the esroig whose size is compared to an egg. The esroig hu bechinas malchus. And we know that esroig is also malchus. You have the four dalid minim that we take on Sukkos. We have the hadasim, arovois, lulav, and esroig. Hadasim is yud. Interesting, because sometimes it goes the other way. The way Rav Nosson Zal's quoting it here, Hadasim is Yud, Arovois is the first hay, the Lulav is a Vav, and the Lulav is shaped like a Vav, and the Esroig is the Malchus. The Esroig is the Malchus. Bechinas Chochmat HaTorah Nimtza Shehabeitzim heim bechinas shiuro di asvon doiraisa bechinas Chochmat HaTorah. So we see that eggs are associated with Malchus, which is called Chochmat HaTorah, and which is also called the measurements of the letters, the measurements and the shapes of the letters, which are the keli, the vessel in which Hashem's light is put. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us introduction, he's giving us building blocks. V'al kein simonom roisho yechod kad v'roisho yechod chad. Because this is what eggs represent, now you'll understand why the halacha is that a kosher egg would have to be one side rounded and one side pointed. Ki chochmo tato hanal, shehu bechinas malchus, she'al yodo masigin hasoga selekusiyas borach, because this item called chochmo tato, this lower chochmo, which is called malchus, through which a person gets to understand Hashem, when a person wants to get into the door, to go into the building where you get to understand Hashem, the entranceway is Malchus. Today is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Teves. We said Hallel today. In Hallel, we say the sentence, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek. I'm sorry, today is Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh. Close. It's going to be Rosh Chodesh soon. On Shabbos and Sunday, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. But we're talking about Chanukah, where we say Hallel, and we said, Hashem, open up the gates of righteousness, Ovoivom, so that I can enter into them, oideko, and give praise to Hashem. It's brought that the word shar, zeh hashar l'Hashem, this is the entranceway to Hashem. The Tikkun Ezra says the word hashar is the letters ha'eser. These ten midos of Hashem, the ten spherois, that's the way a person gets to understand Hashem. That's our ability to understand Hashem. And the beginning, where do you start from? You start from the bottom. You have to start from the bottom, which is the Malchus. The Malchus is called the entranceway through which we enter into understanding about Hashem. When we want to study Hashem through the Midos of Hashem, which are those Sphirois, those are the Midos of Hashem. Chesed, Gevura, Netza, all of these things. The entranceway is Malchus, which is called Chochmat HaTorah. Ki hasoga selikusoi iefsher lahasig kiim al yedei tzimtzumim rabim. Because to be able to understand Hashem is impossible unless you have many tzimtzumim. You have to have many constrictions, many vessels, many kelim, by which to be able to relate to Hashem. Me'ilo lo'olul, from one high level to another, me'sechel elyon le'sechel tachtoin, to bring it down from a higher level wisdom to a lower level wisdom, kigoin hamalamed, like the example of a person who's teaching, a Rebbe who's teaching Gemara, or a teacher, lahavdol, who's teaching any kind of study. When they want to teach something advanced, they have to first be able to bring it down to a place where the students can relate to it. They have to give them to, you know, Sheze bechinas chochmotato. This is what's referred to as chochmotato, the malchus, which is the tzimtzum through which we're able to start understanding about Hashem. Kimavoyer kol ze b'maymor hanal. As all of this is explained in chapter 30 in the first half of Likutei Moran. And this concept of chochmotato hu bechinas sa'ara bi'igula. Rabbi Nazal says over there that it's associated with the hair. We have the person's head, we have the head, we have the brain that's inside the head, that's the main nerve center, that's where all the brains are. We call the brains the sechel. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the hairs that come out of the head, those represent like thin wires, very thin wires that are plugged into this command center, that are plugged into this head, the brain, the thinking center, and the hair represents the ability to be able to plug in through these thin wires to this major, major center of chokhmah, of sechel, you know, to be able to get knowledge. So the Tikkuni Zohar uses a term, sa'ara bi'igula, the hair that goes around, the hair around the head, that's the term that's used. Ki chokhmotato anal hi bechinas emuna. Because this chokhmotato, which we said is synonymous with malchus, which we said is synonymous with the egg, is also synonymous with emuna, shehi bechinas igulim. It's synonymous with faith, which is always represented by circles. Bechinas ve'emunascha svivoisecha. Your emuna surrounds you. It encircles you. Kimavur b'mokam achar b'simen zayin, as Rabbi Nazal explains in Torah Zayin and Likutei Moran. Because emuna, faith, is something that has no beginning and no end to it. That's one of the reasons why emuna is represented by this circle, this saviv. We know also there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim which says, Shishim Hema Malachos. 60, they are kings. Malchus is referred to as 60, which is the letter Samach. The letter Samach, which is round, it's a circle. That's this Sa'ara Bigula, this hair that's round. Utzrichen Lahamshech Chiyus Lezois HaChochmotato Anal. Now, this Chochmotato, which we said is Malchus, which we said is Olam Huasiyah, Malchus is something which we always say has no light of its own. Malchus de Levona, the moon, is compared to Malchus. The moon is called Chochmah Tator, compared to the sun, which is Chochmah Ilor. The moon has no light of its own. It has to be fed. It receives from above it, just like the Malchus receives from all the spheroids above it. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we have to draw chius into the malchus, into the chokhmah tato. V'hachius hu me'oyer haponim ha'meyer b'sholosh regolim. Where does this chius come from? One of the most powerful sources that it comes from is from the light, kaviyochol, the light of Hashem's face, which shines on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. We know there's a pasuk in the Chumash, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, yeroi kol zechurcha, es penei Hashem alekecha. 3 times a year, all males should come to see the face of Hashem. So Hashem's face shines, especially on those 3 holidays. And it's that oyer haponim that feeds the chochmah tato, that feeds the malchus. Bibichinas, as the posuk says, tzedek lefonov yahalech, Bibichinas, Rabbi Nazal quotes this pasuk over there, Yahalech refers to regolim. The holidays are called regolim, which means feet with which you walk. Tzedek lefonov Yahalech. That the tzedek is also a nickname for malchus. Tzedek malchus kadisha goes to the ponim, receives from this oyer haponim. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yeshvu yeshorim esponecho. that the Yeshua, Yeshua, righteous people will sit within the and bask in the light of Hashem's face. Kimavur b'maimer hanala, as is explained over there in Likutei Moran. V'zois habechina, dahinu hachius shemamshich lamalchus chochmat hatuanal me'or haponim, this concept, this life, which we draw, this light and life, which we draw to the Malchus, to the Chochmat HaTor, from the Oyer HaPonim, from the three holidays, Ze Bechinas Oyer HaYoshor. That's referred to as a straight light, in a sense. Or Bechinas Yeshvu Yeshorim Esponecho. Yeshorim Daiko. Look at the word that's used, that when we're receiving from the Ponecho, when we're receiving from the Oyer HaPonim of Hashem, it's called an Oyer Yoshor, a straight light. This is why when we're describing a kosher egg, we say a kosher egg is round on one side and pointed on the other side. Shehi bechinas igulim v'yosher. We just explained that the Malchus, the Chochmat HaTor, one of its properties is round. It's emuna. It's associated with emuna, which is round. Ve'emunas chosvivoisecho. But another property is that the Malchus has to be able to receive a straight kav of light from the Oyer HaPonim. And that's the pointed side of the egg, representing the light flowing into the Malchus from the place above it, from the Oyer HaPonim of Hashem. V'chol zeh hu bebechinas Malchus chochmot hato, shehi bechinas beitzo, bechinas shiurin das fin doiraiso, bechinas esroik shehu Malchus sheshiura bekebeitzo. All of this is tied into what we said earlier. We made a whole list of things that all go together, that are all the same. Malchus, chochmot hato, the egg, the letters of the Torah, the format of the letters of the Torah, and the esroik. All of them were in one category. They're all called Malchus Chochmat HaTor. Ki Malchus Chochmat HaTor hi bechinas hasoga selukus. Because this term Malchus, this term Chochmat HaTor, refers to a Jew's trying to understand Hashem. Hashem is light, wall-to-wall light. But for me to be able to relate to Hashem, I got to have it in a vessel. Like, just like if I'm thirsty, and you take a swimming pool and empty it out on me, I'm not going to get, that's not going to be a very delicious drink. There's got to be a cup, and you pour from a bottle into a cup, and then I'm able to drink. Lahavdil, when it comes to understanding Hashem, Hasoga Selukus, it could only be via the Malchus. The Malchus is the Keli. The Arizal explains when we're sitting at the Seder on the night of Pesach, you have the three matzahs, which correspond to the three upper spheroids, Chochma, Bina, and Das. Then you have the shank bone, which is the Chesed, and you have the egg, which is Gevura, and you have the Moror in the middle, which is Tiferes. Then you have the Charosis, which is Netzach, and you have the Karpas, which is Hoid, and then you have the Chazeres, which is Yesoid. So you have nine, we have nine of the 10 spheroids. Where's the Malchus? The Arizal says the Malchus is the plate. The ka'ara, that's the Malchus. What's the plate? You can't eat the plate. You can't do anything with a plate, but you can't do anything without a plate. If you don't have a plate, try to handle all of these things. So the ka'ara is the Malchus, which on one hand seems to be, it has nothing of its own. It receives, but yet it's the thing that shapes and forms everything into a way that's usable. That's what we're speaking about here. It's brought, that's why the word ka'ara is Bigimatria 365. Shin Samachei. The Shin stands for the three upper spheroids, which are called hundreds. The Samach, 60, stands for the six spheroids that come after that. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yesod. And the Hey at the end, the five, Hey is always Malchus, like we said. That Hey at the end of Yud Kevovke is Malchus. So the word Ka'ara, the plate, the Seder plate, which has a numerical value of 365, 365 is the 10 spheroids. The three upper ones, the six lower ones, and the Malchus is represented by that number 5, by that letter Hey at the end of Yud Kevovke. Okay, continuing. והסוגס הלכוס אי אפשר להשיג קיים על ידי שתי בחינוי סנאל. And to be able to understand Hashem is impossible unless you have the two things we mentioned earlier, which are Shehem Igulim, round. There has to be a round aspect which corresponds to the Emuna, which corresponds to Emuna, and Yosher, straight. There's a straight aspect to it, a pointed aspect to it, which is the flow of light coming into the Malchus from the Oyer Haponim. It's only through this combination of the circle and the straight that we're able to understand Hashem. Because when we first start constricting Hashem's light, it's in the shape of circles. Ki hayabilti efsher lahasigoi klal, because it was impossible to understand Hashem. Ki oyer hasagosoi haya oyer ein soif, because the light of Hashem was originally just infinite. It was an infinite light. Vuhutzrich kaviyochel letzamtzei moiroi letzdodin. Therefore, Hashem had to pull his light to the sides in order to vacate an area in the middle from which for creation to take place. V'nasa b'chinas cholol haponui, there became a vacated place in the middle, shehu b'chinas igulim, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, that's this circle, this initial circle that Hashem had to vacate, kaviyochel, in order to make room for creation. Shehu b'chinas igulim, right, u'besoy hacholol hazeh, Himshich l'soichoy kaviyochol oyer yosher, and into this circle Hashem drew a shaft of light, like a beam of light, which is called oyer yosher, a straight light. Now we're not circle. There's a circle, and we're lighting a flashlight or a beam of beaming light into this circle. Exactly. Shehu bechinas oyer haseichel hanimshach meoyer haponim, which represents the light of seichel that's coming from up on top, from chochma bino das, from the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, from that oyer haponim that's shining its light into the circles, into the malchus. Ki hatzimtzum hu bechinas tzimtzum haseichel, because the constriction that we're talking about here is a constriction of seichel, of knowledge, of wisdom. Sheze bechinas cholol haponui, that's the term cholol haponui that's used. Sheu kaviyochol ponui meoiroi, which means it's as if it's empty of Hashem's light. It's lacking Hashem's light. Dahainu mehaseichel, this seichel. Why? Al yedei tzimtzum, because there was a constriction. So originally, kaviyochel, Hashem had to take his light. Originally, there was wall-to-wall light. Just like if you picture a room that has wall-to-wall water in it. If I want to make anything in that room, I got to vacate. I got to pull the water to the sides to make an area that doesn't have water into which I can operate, in which I can function. So too, kaviyochel, in the beginning of creation, originally there was just oyer ein soif, the infinite light of Hashem. Hashem had to pull it to the sides to vacate an area in the center, in a sense, in which creation would take place, in which it would be possible for human beings to exist even, and to be able to connect to Hashem's light, to Hashem's seichel, to Hashem's wisdom. So we said that's the initial circle that was formed, and into that circle, kaviyochel, Hashem beamed a shaft of light, an oyer yosher, that came from the oyer haponim. V'chol zeh hoyo be'eis b'riyas ho'elomois. All of this took place when Hashem was creating the worlds, as this is all explained in the Sefer Eitz Chaim, the first volume of the writings of the Arizal, in the beginning. So this took place once when Hashem was creating all the worlds in the beginning. And this takes place on a smaller level in each world, in each individual world, and within each and every single piece of understanding Hashem. Anytime a person wants to learn about Hashem, this process has to take place on a certain level. וזה עיקר האומנוס והחוכמה של צדיק הדויר הוא אמיתי. This is the main craftsmanship and talent and wisdom of the true tzaddik of a generation, shehu bechinas hamalamed enal. He's the ultimate teacher, sheyochoy lahachnis hasogas elokus, afilu lebnei odom ktanim b'maylo. He's the one who has the ability to take understanding of Hashem and bring it down to people like us, to give us the ability to have a connection, to have somewhat of an understanding of Hashem on our level. Ki hasogosoi yefsher lahasig ki al yidei tzimtzumim rabim, because it's impossible to understand Hashem and to relate Hashem unless you have many tzimtzumim. There's got to be constriction. The light has to be brought down and then brought down lower and lower and limited and more limited and more limited so that we can handle it. Just like when Hashem was first creating the worlds, there had to be these tzimtzumim that took place. The same thing is true every single time that a Jew wants to achieve a certain understanding of Hashem. This process has to take place. There has to be this tzimtzum, this ability to be mitzimtzum, to concentrate. Like a teacher says to the students, I'm going to be teaching something very difficult now. Concentrate. What does concentrate mean? It means take 99% of what's in your brain right now and get rid of it. Get out of there. Empty your brain from all kinds of nonsense so that you can focus and concentrate on what I'm going to try to tell you. That's this tzimtzum that you have to get, you have to make place, make room to be able to address what you need to deal with. Or lahavdil, a person who's in their house, they want to get some work done. And they come to their desk, and the desk has 30 things on it. First thing you're going to do is clear it, get everything out of there to make a place that I can work. I can't work like this. Everybody says, you can't work with an office that's a whole mishka babble, everything. You need seder. And seder means tzimtzum, putting each thing in its right place and making room in which to be able to function. כי אצל כל אחד ויחד, מה שנעלם ונסתר ממנו, הוא בבחינס אין סויף. Because by each and every single Jew, any person we're dealing with, whatever he doesn't know about Hashem and doesn't understand about Hashem, to him, that's the infinite light of Hashem. ואייף שלו להשיג זויס, and he can't understand it, מחמס ריבוי הור, because it's too bright a light for him. וצריכן לזה רבי גודל מאוד מאוד. Therefore, he needs a rabbi on a very high level, שיוכל לצמצם לו יהור, who has the ability to bring it down, to limit it, to shrink it. ויחר כך להמשיך לו יהור בהדרוגו במידה, and then to be able to feed him the light, step by step, in a measured way, that he can handle it, and he can develop from it, and grow from it. וזה בחינס חוכמותתו. That's this chochmat hator, that's this malchus, this tzimtzum, this vessel, which can contain something. It can contain the water. It can contain this and give it to me in a form that I can use it. She'al yodo masigen hasagosoi. It's through the tzimtzum, through the chochmat hator, through the malchus, that we're able to understand Hashem. Shehi b'chinas kad v'chad. And we said again, the malchus is round and pointed. B'chinas igulim v'yosher. Ki b'tchilo tzrichin letzamtzem or hasoga letzdodin. Step one is that you've got to push the light to the sides. Shezeh b'chinas igulim. That's the circle. That's the rounded aspect of the malchus. B'chinas sara b'igula, as it says. שזה בחינס צמצום השכל, מה שהוריו מצמצם שכלוי ומסביב כמה סיבובים, ומדבר עם התלמידר כמה צמצומים מן הצד. This is the rabbi's ability to take his vast knowledge and shrink it and limit it. I can't give it to the student the way I understand it. It'll blow him away. I got to go down to where he's at and be able to present it to him in a way that he can understand it, that he can relate to it. And it has to go through process, many, many tzimtzumim. V'achar kach, al yidei kol ha-sivuvim v'agdomois, shein tzimtzumi ha-sechel, and then afterwards, after the teacher has given the student all the introductions that he needed, he taught him A, he taught him B, that he taught him C, then he's able to take A, B, and C and put them together and explain to him a whole thing that he never imagined he could understand. He didn't realize that if I break it down that way, he'll be able to understand it. Bechinas sara beigula, bechinas igulim, kanal. Acharkach megaleloi al yedei ze umamshechloi oyer hasechel beyosher ponim el ponim. Once he's given him those introductions, which are called these igulim, these circles. Rabbeinu Salovdei Likutimran quotes, he mentions a story in the Gemara where there were certain rabbis who wanted to discuss a certain very sensitive issue with a rabbi. And they knew if they come to him and they ask him this question straight, he's not gonna take it. So they came to him, and the Gemara says, Sivivuhu bahalochos, they went round and round talking about all kinds of other things first, leading gently to what they wanted to discuss at the time, which was Tzoras Abas. But they understood that if they try to go direct, they're going to get blown away. They knew they had to go first round and round and round till they get to the point. And then if they do it that way, they'll be able to connect with him on that very critical, delicate point they wanted to speak about. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here, anytime that you're trying to transmit a high level of seichel, understanding of Hashem to somebody, you have to know that usually it involves these tzimtzumim. It involves these igulim, this ability to go round and round, not to go straight to the target, but go round and round first. And then once you've prepared the person totally, then you're ready to give a shaft of light, a shaft of straight light that the person can understand now and handle. That's this one side round, that's the Ora Yoshar. This is the concept of what we have in the egg, which we said represents the malchus, one side round, one side pointed. That's these two aspects of the malchus, the round aspect and the pointed aspect.